Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 1st, 2018. Today is International Children's Day. First celebrated in 1925, it is usually marked with speeches on children's rights and well-being and other events involving or dedicated to children. In Berlin-Spandau, a double-decker bus of Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, caught fire early Thursday morning, causing severe traffic obstructions around the location in the Straße am Juliusturm. According to the fire department, the fire occurred around 7 a.m. yesterday morning. The flames were caused by an unknown problem in the engine of the X33 bus. According to the fire brigade on Twitter, passengers were on the bus when the fire broke out. The driver reacted quickly and evacuated the vehicle, so no one was injured as a result. The fire brigade quickly brought the fire under control. The entire engine block in the rear part of the double-decker had burned, flames eating their way through the upper and lower passenger compartments. Windows burst, dense smoke rose, and the bus was burned out almost completely. The bus was finally towed away with a large vehicle from the Berlin City Cleaning Department. Why the bus burst into flames is still unclear. The gambling industry in Germany currently earns around 13.5 billion euros per year after payouts, a huge market with dangerous addiction and debt potential for gamblers. According to the 2016 annual report of the gambling supervisory authorities of the federal states, 81% of the market is considered regulated, 19% not. And this unregulated sector is growing at around 15% a year. For example, football bets are mainly placed on the internet, but many providers are only in business because of a lack of EU-wide rules. And in the vending machine sector, so-called cafe casinos are flourishing, as in Neukölln. They are registered as cafes, but it is questionable if their main business is serving hot beverages, and it is expected that they often operate illegally. The number of casino cafes in Berlin is estimated at 2,500, in addition to 470 regular casinos. The regulated arcades need trained personnel, have strict requirements, and certified slot machines. This costs money and reduces profits. The declared aim of the politicians was to curb gambling with new regulations. But now, the classic industry feels curbed and puts great pressure on the state to take action against the casino cafe competition. The legal arcade operators accuse Berlin police of having an enforcement problem in the fight against illegal institutions and gambling on the net. In a city like Berlin, with terror dangers and other major burdens for police and regulatory authorities, there is a lack of personnel to examine the scene more closely. The spokesman of the Association of the Vending Machine Industry, Georg Stecker, expressed concern that illegality on the market is increasing enormously, stating that the municipalities are the, quote, losers of this market development due to tax shortfalls. After the violent death of a 30-year-old woman in Berlin-Pankow, police are now publicly searching for the perpetrator. The picture of a brown cap, which the perpetrator verifiably lost in the attack on the young woman, was also published. The alleged perpetrator is believed to have scratches on his arms, particularly his forearms. According to the report, the woman was killed last Friday, May 25th, between 4 and 7 p.m. The victim wore an airy summer dress without sleeves and flip-flops at the time of the crime. Please follow the link in our show notes for more information and pictures. If you have seen something suspicious in Dolomitenstrasse or along the S-Bahn line, please contact the police. Numerous Berliners were surprised on Tuesday when several fighter planes thundered over their heads in a bright blue sky. Four Eurofighters and two Tornados flew over the southwest of the city in the afternoon. What hardly anyone knew, the reason for the unusual low-level flight of the jet fighters was not an exercise, but the solemn farewell of Lieutenant General Karl Müller at the airfield in Berlin-Gatow. The outgoing Air Force inspector and former pilot was honored with the flyby. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.